You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Dallas man accused of making terrorist threats directed at staffers from the Veterans Administration Center in Rice Lake has entered not guilty pleas to the charges. According to court documents, 39-year-old Jonathan B. West was charged with one felony count of making terrorist threats and misdemeanor charges of unlawful phone use, threatening harm, and disorderly conduct. West entered the not guilty pleas in court on Friday, and a jury trial was scheduled for October. He's facing up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if convicted. An Ashland man has been convicted on charges of distributing methamphetamine and THC to minors in early May. 24-year-old Darren Katona is currently incarcerated on separate drug-related charges and was sentenced to an additional 30 months in prison on the new charges. He also has a pending criminal case in Bayfield County in which he's accused of possession with intent to deliver fentanyl and methamphetamine as well as bail jumping. The minors in the most recent Ashland County court conviction were under 14 years old. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents of another phishing scam circulating the area. According to a press release, DMV officials have been getting calls from residents claiming they received messages with final notice warnings or unpaid traffic violations. They say departments in other states have seen the scam in recent weeks, and they believe Wisconsin residents are the next target. DMV officials are reminding residents to be suspicious of unsolicited text messages appearing to be from the agency. Health officials say two new cases of measles have been confirmed near the Minnesota and Wisconsin border. According to the Minnesota Department of Health, the cases are unrelated to each other but raise concerns about potential exposure in the area. One case originated in Washington County near the state border, and health officials say that individual was likely exposed on a domestic flight. The other case involved a child at the Mall of America, and health officials are warning anyone who is at the mall on May 24th to look out for possible symptoms. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are sharing safety tips for residents as Canadian wildfires cause air quality issues across the state. Residents are reminded to stay inside as often as they can to limit their exposure, especially if they fall into a sensitive group like children, the elderly, or people with respiratory issues. If you do need to go outside, you should keep an eye on any shortness of breath or coughing. Residents who have respiratory issues like asthma could also consider using their inhaler before heading out. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced the launch of a free online database of public government documents in an effort to promote transparency. According to a press release on Monday, the goal of the database is to give residents all the information they need to stay up to date and hold the government accountable. The public documents include things like executive orders, pardons, and a variety of other official public records. They will also be able to order certified copies of the documents for a fee directly from the website. North Lakes Community Clinic has announced the official opening of its new healthcare hub in Rice Lake. Organization officials say the new facility on West Avenue will offer a wide range of services, including dental care, behavioral health, pediatric speech therapy, and physical therapy. Those services had previously been offered at different locations in the area, but the new centralized facility will make the organization more efficient and improve access for patients. The now fully integrated facility officially opened its doors on Monday. The City of New Richmond has announced over $220,000 in grant funding for the community library. According to city officials, the funding was provided through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Idle Sites Redevelopment Grant Program. The program seeks to help Wisconsin municipalities redevelop large sites that have either been underutilized or entirely abandoned. Construction work at the new library is scheduled to wrap up later this year and will include residential units above it and next door. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to take precautions to prevent the spread of invasive species during Invasive Species Action Month. State law prohibits the transportation or introduction of certain invasive species without a permit in an effort to protect native species from harmful effects, including depopulation. Residents who identify invasive plants or insects should report them to DNR officials. A number of other helpful tips to combat the spread of invasive species can be found on the DNR's website. Republican state lawmakers are proposing an expansion of early voting in the state. The proposal would require every municipality to offer at least 20 hours of in-person absentee voting for residents. The state would also reimburse those municipalities for the additional cost. Critics of the proposal say that while increased access would benefit voters, adding the same regulations for rural communities and urban communities would not be the most efficient way to do so, as rural communities don't have enough residents to fill the 20-hour requirement. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose to the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, top of the ninth, the Brewers down 4-2. It looked like Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had just hit a two-run homer to center field to tie up the game on the Reds FanDuel Network.
Center field, Friedel. At the wall! He made the catch, and the Reds win!
Jake Bowers asked if he thought he'd hit that ball hard enough to get it out of the park.
I got it a touch off the end. I knew it was going to be close. And then once I saw it coming down, I knew that was probably a wrap.
So the Brewers' eight-game winning streak comes to an end. They finish the series today. NFL at the OTAs. The Packers drafted running back Marshawn Lloyd in the third round last year, but he's been limited again, this time with a hamstring injury.
We have a feel for what he is certainly capable. I mean, we've seen enough. He's an explosive player, but he's got to prove it over the course of time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're boarding a flight anytime soon, make sure you are not in possession of fancy sunflower seeds. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo was stopped by the TSA, who found sunflower seeds in her carry-on. They actually set off the alarm. Pompeo said they brought in the bomb squad to get to the bottom of the sunflower seed melee. The New York Post reports that the old school actress said they were designer and organic sunflower seeds. I am fully aware that nothing about that story makes sense. Jason Sudeikis has recently spoken up about the death of his uncle, George Wendt. Wendt, who played Norm on Cheers for 11 years, died in his sleep on May 20th at the age of 67. Sudeikis said the advice his uncle gave him was to get on a great show and ride it out and see what happens. Sudeikis took his advice and ended up having an 8-year run on Saturday Night Live and, of course, the wildly popular Ted Lasso. Jason Sudeikis described Wendt as fun and as kind in real life as any character he played on TV. The King of the Hill actor who provided the voice for character John Redcorn has been killed in a shooting. TMZ reports that Jonathan Joss was found at the side of a road, shot several times. First responders tried life-saving measures, but pronounced him dead at the scene. Sources say Joss was shot by a neighbor after a disagreement. Police did track down the shooter within a few minutes. Joss played Redcorn from season 2 to season 13 of the hit animated show. Jonathan Joss was 59 years old. The Penguin's secret crush is no longer a secret. Danny DeVito had a good old-fashioned showbiz crush on Catwoman. The Twins star said when he was in Batman Returns, he had the hots for co-star Michelle Pfeiffer. DeVito sat down with Colin Farrell, also known for his role as the Penguin, on Variety's Actors on Actors podcast, where the two traded Batman stories. DeVito said Pfeiffer was his secret crush. DeVito says he lusted after her and loved her. Lucky girl. As usual, director Christopher Nolan's new project is ambitious, to say the least. The Inception director is currently shooting his latest project, Odyssey, in Morocco, Greece, and Scotland, just to name a few locations. Nolan loves to take cinematic chances as well, as evidenced by his breakthrough film, Memento. In keeping with the tradition, he is the first to shoot a movie entirely using IMAX cameras. Nolan used the cameras during parts of his film, The Dark Knight, and used IMAX black and white 65mm film during parts of Oppenheimer. Shooting an entire film on 65mm IMAX will be groundbreaking. Recently at Comic-Con, Universal Studios distribution chief made a prediction that The Odyssey will be a, quote, a visionary, once-in-a-generation cinematic masterpiece that Homer himself would likely be proud of, end quote. Cannot wait to see how this turns out. The Odyssey is expected to hit theaters July 27th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to be dealing with a little more of that wildfire smoke this morning, but it's gradually going to get out of here this afternoon, and we should get a break from that for a couple of days here. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.